goes up like crazy because now that like the big companies are well, I guess a lot of people are just working from home now.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Their little laptops, just, you know, they're not used to that little bitty screen, so now they've got to have a big monitor hooked up to it. And
you know, I never thought of that, but that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. So right now, you can't get a monitor locally.
Well, here's what I tell young people. If you're listening and you're young or a younger individual, this is the time to be innovative. You know, Mark Cuban said it right the other day. When we come out of this thing, there's going to be some really entrepreneurial people coming out there and that are starting brand new businesses, tech businesses that will help these type of things. You know, we need companies that produce mass-produced toilet paper. We're going to need companies that mass-produce monitors and all kinds of different things to be able to stop this in the future. You know, somebody's got to develop masks. We got to have a better system for that, for sure. You know?
Yep.
So
there's some interesting stuff going on, like Dyson, for example. You know, they designed a new ventilator in 10 days, and they produced 10, I think it's 15,000 of those things. So they cracked them out right quick. So, you know, those are innovative companies anyway. You know, the way that they're able to mobilize and actually get in gear so quickly is pretty impressive. And that's like if this happens, if it started over again, everything would be so much quicker. And
yeah.
That's the problem we've had so far. You know, the delays have really cost us, you know, in, you know, this whole scenario.
Yeah. You know, what's that fellow's name? The Lindell, you know, the guy that produces the MyPillow. He shut his factories. They're not producing pillows right now. They're producing masks for the government. Mm. And he turned his equipment into doing that. So wow. He's really innovative. You know, he's got things going there too. So it's really nice to see people step up. But, you know, after all this is said and done, you know, there's a lot of opportunities for a guy to start companies that can actually be for future pandemics and things like this, you know, that you can develop some strategies with the government being able to help in that sector. So I can see some great opportunities for the future.
Yep. Yeah, that's for sure. Like right now, I'm working a lot with people working from home. You know, the company is getting them set up so that they can, you know, work remote. And that's really working out pretty well. And some people are much more prepared than others. But in general, you know, there's so much stuff available now, you know, that it makes it a lot easier. As a matter of fact, you know, the Office package has this thing called Teams. A lot of people have seen that now, and they've got this obnoxious screen that just starts up every time they start their computer. But now it's becoming a tool where, you know, you basically have video. It's like a FaceTime for multiple people.
Yeah.
You know, so I was watching yesterday. I was watching Bill Gates being interviewed, and you know, this is a couple of days ago where he talked about his efforts, you know, because he did a lot with the Ebola and the erratic things like polio in places that hadn't been reached yet. And so he had a lot of experience with that. And it was interesting to listen to his talk, and it was all on Teams. So they had, like, people would come in and out, and their faces would, you know, kind of be on the screen. And they had live conversations, and it worked good.
Yeah.
It worked really good.
Well, I think we're going to take a break. Are we taking a break? Yeah, we're taking a break, Charles. We'll be back in a second.
All right, thank you very much. It is 7:40. We'll be back after this one-minute timeout.
Ernest Heat and Air says, don't let the summer heat catch you off guard. Have your air conditioner serviced or replaced with a new high-efficiency air conditioner. Call Ernest Heat and Air today at 918-335-3057 to have your AC checked. That's Ernest Heat and Air, 918-335-3057, 709 Northeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville. And remember, it's hard to stop a train.
Check their website at ErnestHeatandAir.com.
Keeping you up to date on area activities, this is a radio reminder brought to you by Davis Family Funeral Home Dewey and Walker Brown Chapel. The Bread of Life Food Pantry is now open for Dewey residents at the Dewey United Methodist Church. Applications can be done by calling 918-534-2328 or stopping by the office between 9 and 3, Monday through Thursday. A radio reminder by Davis Family Funeral Home Dewey and Walker Brown Chapel.
Welcome back to Tech Talk, and we have Charles and Charles, but we're doing what we call social distancing today. We have Charles Miller from NBR Electronics, who's in studio, and Charles Mall from IT Village, who is working remotely like many of his customers are these days.
Yeah, he's talking to us remote, which I'm kind of happy to have him here because we've got, you know, we don't get to see each other much anymore because we're both in this situation too, but you know, we try to get together periodically and talk about things that are up and coming. And so it's kind of good to have him be able to call in. So, Charles, yeah, you got anything to go with us this morning?
Well, like I say, my focus is primarily being just getting this isolation thing going for some of my customers. And I've got my hands full just doing that because I do a lot of stuff remote anyway.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the routers and the servers and, you know, those business environments, I can just take the control directly and make whatever adjustments I need to do, because so much of my work is focused on keeping the equipment up to date. That's why, as far as patching goes, I patch a lot of machines.
Oh, I bet you do. Yeah.
I've got probably 100 machines here. I've got 100 machines up there in Portland.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if I just did just that, it'd probably keep me busy.
Well, you know, we don't ever get bored, you and I.
No. Yeah. No, we don't have time for that.
Yeah, I know people are bored now because, you know, they're all they have left to do at home, you know, which some parts of this is really good because people are out running. I've seen a lot of people riding bike with families. It's a great family time to be together. I mean, this is if anything good came out of this, that's the best part, is that people can hang out with their family and get to know each other again. You know, that's the only good thing of it. You know, the other thing is, you know, the environment. I was reading a deal the other day that, you know, NASA satellites are showing that the Earth is actually healing itself right now because there's a whole lot less transport and stuff going on. So, you know, the environment's getting a little clean up. So I imagine there's some good things, but then the bad things, the one thing I was telling our host here about, our engineer here about today, is that I was sitting at home sleeping last night, and my phone rings in the middle of the night, and some kid's got a broken phone in the middle of nowhere out there in Owosso, and he says, I won't be able to come down right now, but I want to get my phone repaired. Could you give me a quote? And I was like, at 2 a.m. or 1 or 2 a.m, are you kidding me? I mean, people are bored, you know, and I was thinking, you don't think that people sleep, you know? It was just kind of a funny thing, but, oh, goodness.
I know. Well, everybody expects things real time all the time.
Yeah.
7x24 is just kind of the new normal.
Well, because I'm in electronics, you know, I get emergency calls sometimes from medical and all kinds of different things where I had a guy call one night. He's got a respirator system that's built into his bed.
Ooh.
And this was months ago, you know, but I got a call at 3 a.m. that, hey, my machine broke down and this guy can't breathe. You know, they're going to have to bring him out another machine, but they don't have the ability to do that right away. Is there a way you could come look at this? So I got out of bed and went and took care of it, you know, but sometimes with electronics, that those kinds of things can happen. So, you know, I can see with the boredom, you know, that there's, and people are breaking technology like crazy because they're home, they're dropping their tablets, they're dropping their laptops, they're just on them all day. So that's another issue that's going on too. So it keeps us busy during times like this.
Oh, sure enough. Well, different things come to the forefront, you know, like this reliability factor. I mean, you got to have things up all the time. See, I'm kind of used to that being in a business environment where, you know, when you're down, your company doesn't make any money. You know, your workers can't do their thing. So it's a critical infrastructure. That's why this disaster recovery and business continuity, that's downstream stuff.
And you know, it's great to see churches and people stepping up in those ways. I saw an online counseling session, you know, where you can FaceTime to a counselor from the churches. It's great to see. I saw some doing different kinds of community things where they're bringing everybody online to be able to help them. I know my brother's church, you know, they in Colorado, they're doing live broadcasting throughout the day. They have devotions and services that you can dial into any time during the day to get some comfort through these types of times. And I love seeing that, you know, where they're not going to just shut down. They're there and still able to help people, you know. It's a wonderful thing to see. Yeah.
Well, I tell you, you know, see, it's times like this that brings out the best and the worst in people.
It
so
sure
you
does.
You just got to remember which side you want to be because it's a choice.
Yeah.
It's a choice.
You are right, Charles. And, you know, we hope to be able to be a help to our community in any way that we can, you know, to whether it be electronically or computers or whatever we can do. You know, we're there to answer questions. You can always email us through our businesses. I know you can find me on NBR Electronics LLC anywhere on Google, and then you can come in and ask a question on my website. You know, you can email us and we'll answer a question of how we can help you. You know, anytime that we can help people, that's what we're there to do.
Yep. Yeah, even in downtime, like, for example, the other day I had a remote customer where the router quit working, you know. And when your router quits working, now all of a sudden you can't remote, you don't have no internet connection.
Right.
So I had to get creative. I said, well, you have a laptop? I said, yeah, we have a laptop. I said, do you have a hotspot on your phone? I said, yep, we have a hotspot. So I had them turn their hotspot on their phone, and I remoted into their laptop, had them hook that up to the network, and then I got into the network and found the configuration on the router problem, and I fixed it and got them back online.
Yeah, hey, that's the way to do it, you know. I love stuff like that. That's innovative. You know, my parents, they don't really have a television, never really watch it. They're too busy for all that stuff. And they're both stuck in the house now because my mom's got that pulmonary fibrosis, so she can't go out into public. And so they're bored stiff. So I told my dad the other day, I said, hey, you got this old monitor. Take your monitor and plug it in, and I'm going to send you a cable. So I sent him through the mail this cable that is an HDMI that links with their iPhone into that. And I said, now you want to see the news, I'm going to show you how you can get Fox News. You know your Fox News app? You can stream Fox News live from there, right to your TV, your monitor there. And he goes, yeah, but we don't have a television provider, so it won't let us do that. I said, I've got a Hulu account, and if that works, it'll let you through there with that account. So we got them set up, and they were watching Fox News, so they were happy to be able to get some news. But, you know, we have these technologies, and there's a lot of things available to us, you know. So I'm just glad to see people using those kinds of resources.
Yep, there's all kinds of streaming options now, and they work great. So that's what's going to really kind of put a dent in the cable connection type market.
Yeah.
The internet is going to be probably more important than the TV connection because it can take that over. But the other challenge is now with everybody streaming, you know, it kind of takes more broadband away from everything else you're doing. So if you did a lot of that, like, for example, right now, there's so many people remoting in. You know, big companies like Philips, just think about the thousands of connections they have to maintain live all the time. Those are little streams, and all the local people are going to have to use their local connection. So it depends on the performance of their local connection on how well it works for them to remote in.
Yeah.
So they got to set up their secure connection, and there's a lot of that going on right now. So there's a lot of little tweaking happening, and people are learning a lot of stuff. A lot of people like it. Some people don't like it, but at least it works.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back with more of Tech Talk with Charles and Charles right here after this 1 minute timeout.
Storm alert. Everybody has to be prepared.
When the skies become threatening and severe weather strikes, K1 provides complete coverage. Bartlesville Radio gives up-to-the-minute weather conditions using radar, reports, and live on-the-scene reports from the Washington County Emergency Management Team. Our trained weather spotters, along with the meteorologists from KOTV News on 6, are dedicated to keeping your family safe. Keep a battery-operated radio close, and when severe weather strikes, go to a safe place and tune in to K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3 for immediate coverage.
Brought to you by
Patriot Chevrolet,
Bartlesville Collision Center,
Paul's Wrecker Service,
Jericho Tile and Carpet,
ConocoPhillips,
United Rentals,
Green Country Restoration,
Phillips 66,
Randy Lawrence Lawn Care and Maintenance,
Stump Funeral Home,
and A-Best Roofing.
Your safety is our top concern at K1, AM 1400, FM 93.3.
Good morning and welcome back to Tech Talk. It is 7:52 and we have Charles Miller in studio, Charles Mall online because we're practicing social distancing. Charles Miller and I are perfect 6 feet
stay
apart.
Stay away from me, buddy. Stay away from me.
Yeah. And wipe that doorknob clean when you walk out.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, I carry around with me in my pocket this little, what we call a nasal diffuser,
mm-hmm.
and I've got... thieves oil and silver in it.
Oh, wow.
And so I sniff that into my lungs and it just keeps your lungs purified. If they would have handed everybody one of these things, it would probably, this would be gone already.
Oh yeah, it would have been.
Because this stuff kills everything, you know. Anyways, I've got it burning in my shop, like I said, so it's helping my people that drop off stuff. They're getting that little blast coming out the door when they open it. But anyways, I was going to say, you know, a part of this whole thing, you know, from my standpoint and things I've been doing at home, connecting to the internet and all those things, we always have that ability. But, you know, I've made sure that I've got ways to keep my router if we lose power from like a lightning storm. I've got a battery backup system so that at least my router will stay on so that I can still get internet with no power.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. You may not be able to use your computer, but I can use my tablets or whatever and still be able to get access mm-hmm. to the internet. I keep a battery backup for that router all the time.
Yep. I'm used to using those on machines that, you know, that are critical. Need to be up, like servers, for example.
Sure, yeah.
I have UPS on all my servers. Yeah. So anything that needs to stay up, yeah, there's a battery backup scenario that fits that. And, it's a good way to protect yourself. And like I say, uptime is everything. Anymore. I mean, nobody wants to be down for any significant time.
Well, after having my new electric gate at my property that's all run by solar and batteries, I decided, you know, hey, I'm putting one of these solar things on my router so that I have a backup system where if I do lose power, I can just reach over and plug it into this other port and I'll have external power and it'll still run my router. So, you know, you'd still have that emergency deal because you never know when you're going to need these things.
Oh, yeah.
A week or so ago, my neighbors and I, we all came to work before they stopped, you know, everybody coming downtown. And we went into work one day in the professional building complex mm-hmm. and we had a power outage. I mean, something blew out our whole main. So the whole buildings were down. Spears Travel, all those, everybody was having to close down and go home. And so, you know, I had to be open. I had a lot of things going that day. So I said, you know what? I'm running home. I ran to the house and got me a 10,000-watt generator and brought it back, put it in the street down there in my trailer, and I ran power for all three of our friends over there. All of us ran our businesses off of that crazy thing. But it was, you have to be innovative, I guess.
Yeah, and it helps to be creative because there's so many different options, you know. So you got to figure out, and what works now, you know, it's going to change probably in 6 months, so
yeah.
You just have to constantly be kind of keeping your eyes peeled for, okay, well, what's the best way to do this? And creativity is kind of playing a significant role these days.
Yeah, got to be creative. I know that somebody is going to develop a toilet paper company when all this is said and done.
You think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it's not going to be the first time that we run out of tissues. So I think someone's going to have to mass produce these things in fast quantities because, I mean, I never would have thought that that would be a big fear thing that everybody would just go for toilet paper and water.
You know, the thing that the news people aren't asking these people who've been cured or who have come through coronavirus, they've never asked them, how many rolls of toilet paper did it take?
Yeah. Well, that's true. I don't
evidently,
know.
That's the cure for some people.
Yeah, it's just my wife and I at home. We don't have the kids aren't there, mm-hmm. you know, but I was just sitting there thinking, you know, we didn't really stock up on a lot of it, but we just do it at a normal rate. We still got quite a bit left from just a normal use, you know. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't know if people just scaring the stuff out of them, they have to have a lot of toilet paper. I just don't know. And the sniffles, Charles. Have you had the sniffles?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Well, this is allergy season, so I guess you'll use a few more tissues than normal.
Yeah, that's true. It's the season.
Yeah.
It is the season. But it's always the season for technology. It seems like it's never out of season.
No.
You know, you got to have your gadgets, you know, to get yourself plugged into the scene that you're a part of.
Well, you know, the one technology I wish they would improve is the weather apps. Because my app this morning read 0% rain. And we had like a gush of rain, and there was 0%.
I'll show you what I use. You'll never be surprised again.
Oh, I hope that you got something better than I do, because I got to tell you right now, I woke up and I was so shocked that it was raining, because it said 0%, you know, and I've got a zero turn mower that I haven't even gotten to play with yet, and I was ready to go out and do some yard work today, but I've got a lake in my yard, so that's not going to happen for a couple days. Oh, man. We need better weather.
And you guys always look at me when you say that. I don't know. I just read it.
He just reads it. Yeah. It didn't call for this, did it?
Yeah.
Did it?
Yeah, 50% chance of rain last night is what it called for.
Okay, that does it. I'm doing away with the Weather Channel.
There you go.
Yeah. I noticed there are different ones anymore, and it's all getting privatized. You know, like the guy that, I think AccuWeather?
Mm-hmm.
That is looking to kind of take over the weather service for the national government, which is one of the things that, you know, our government was really good at, you know, as far as looking at the weather and seeing, you know, like these hurricanes and stuff. We have a lot better warning system than we ever had. And things like that makes us, you know, we don't realize how significant that is until we really need it. So I guess that's true with anything anymore.
Yeah, I was on my motorcycle coming home last night. It was calling for a very slim chance of rain. And so I normally don't take my bike if it even looks like it's going to rain, because it doesn't see water. Mm-hmm. And about that time, I felt this think on my head, and I was like, oh, no. So I sped up real quick, and I ran down my driveway, and I told my wife, open the garage door. So she had it all open before I got there. And I just flew that bike in there before it really started gushing.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah.
We got about 45 seconds left, and Charles, you're working remotely, and you're helping those who are working remotely with IT Village, right?
Yep, I am. So I'm pretty much taking care of people from where I am, which is nice. Nice to have that option. So, but any questions or anything you want to communicate with me can be done at itvillage.one.
And I'm NBR Electronics downtown, where you can still get your devices repaired. You're going to have to make an appointment, so call in, and only one person's going to be allowed to bring something in at a time, and then, you know, that's only the way it's going to be.
All righty. Well, gentlemen, we'll reconvene next week, and here's hoping maybe we can all be in the same room together, but I rather doubt it the way things are going. Stay tuned. We've got your news coming up next.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Vicki Barker in London.